In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. So we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints in the household of God, building up that temple, that house of God. So when I was reading this epistle, coming to this line, St. Paul to the Ephesians, we're fellow citizens with the saints in the household of God. That should overwhelm you. We're fellow citizens with the saints in the household of God. I should end the homily right there. That's it. That's it. There's nothing in the world that's bigger than this. All our stuff, the things we worry about, all that stuff, stop and think. You're a fellow citizen with the saints in the household of God. Is there anything better? Name it. I challenge you. There's nothing better than that. It's the permanent foundation for our life. It's like everything. Fellow citizen in the household of God with all the saints. Here and hereafter. So I begin this homily with a thanksgiving. Lord, thank you for giving us this gift, undeserved. We're not worthy of this, but because of his love for us, he hands this to us. So if you need something to be thankful for on Thursday, this is it. We're reconciled to God, he goes on, in one body through the cross. We're reconciled to God. Not only are we fellow citizens, but we're reconciled to God. In one body through the cross. In baptism, we participate in his death and his resurrection. We're united to his glorified humanity so that we can become gods. We can become like Christ. In everything that he is by nature, we can become. He's given to us the potential to become by grace. This is all good news, I hope. You know, this should be good, encouraging to you. In chrismation, this was a great story. When we were becoming Orthodox, on our journey to Orthodoxy, Father Hopko was with us many times, and he was asked the question, well, you know, we've all been baptized, and we're coming into the church, but we're going to get chrismated. What's that? You know, and in his incredible way, he said, well, in chrismation, you get the mystical power of the ancient church. What? Not only baptized into Christ, united to his death and resurrection, and given this the participation in the divine energies, but we are also, as we see, we receive the mystical power of the church that's raised up the saints. That's what we get. So there's four things there you could be thankful for on Thursday. Christ being the chief cornerstone. He broke down the enmity. Broke it down between Jews and Gentiles initially, but between all nations, between all races. He pulled away all the problems we have in this world of disagreement, and he buried them at the cross. So that we could be one in him. We're called to be members of his kingdom. In that kingdom, beloved, and this was, there was an interesting line I was reading about the ascension in the book, The Grace of the Year of the Lord. And the monk who wrote the book said, every once in a while, you need to throw your mind over the barrier. into the kingdom to come. Because it's here. It's with us. Christ says the kingdom of God is within you. It's in you. Put yourself there occasionally. Because there, in that kingdom that you can experience, that's in you, that's among us, there's only peace, only joy, only love, only unity. That's all that exists there. We can play around in this other world, the other kingdom, the lesser reality, or we can understand and put ourselves, our minds, our hearts into the greater reality, the kingdom of God. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, mercy, grace, all those things. And only we can do this in Christ. The beginning of the epistle, St. Paul says, He is our peace. He is our peace. Only in Christ do we find this. We can't find it out there. We can't find it just trying to figure out our relationships. It's only in Christ that we can find this. So always understand that it's Christ in me, the kingdom of God in me, and then I work outwards. We're joined together, St. Paul continues, growing into a holy temple in the Lord. We are each other's salvation. Look around you. These people are here to save you. And some of them you don't like. Some of them are difficult. And those are the most important ones. The most important ones. The most important ones. They're your physicians. They will heal you of all your little things. All your little things. We're brought together. Not that we have ever chosen each other. This was a providential act of God. I would not have chosen to be in this community. There are way too many Dodger fans here. Way too many. I'm a Giant fan, so that's, you can understand that. Actually, a Seattle Mariner fan now. So I'm a little away from those Dodgers. We don't choose this. This is brought to us providentially. The people that are here are for your salvation are brought to you by God. It's God's work that brings you together to save each other. The work you do individually, the work I do individually, the work we do together is salvific. We're not saved alone. Another Hopko line, the only thing you can do alone is go to hell. It's Hopko. We go together, we go to heaven together. Not alone, together. Holding each other up, lifting each other up, bearing each other's burdens. Very important to understand how beautiful that is. So we're thinking that when we pray the Lord's Prayer, and we think about that corporately, like here. When we say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, make this community holy. Holy name. Make this community manifest your name in a holy way. Your kingdom come here, now. Now. Not just out there. Not just in here, but here now. Your kingdom come, your will be done here, now, in this community. Give us this day our daily bread. Today, the super substantial bread of the Eucharist. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I don't know if you have anybody in this community that's ever trespassed against you. I have. What's my job? Forgive them. What's your job? Forgive them. Lead us not into temptation. Don't draw us into tempting conversations, tempting thoughts, disagreements. Don't need that. Deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, this, the power and the glory of the Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen. Nope, I'm not done yet. One more thing. So, we're building this temple. We're building this community together. We're building and turning to the gospel. We see that the merchant of the gospel has more goods. He doesn't know what to do with them, so he tears down the barns and builds more of them. So we're called to build a temple, personal one, and a corporate one, internally here, and externally as well. Thanks be to God. We do need to be responsible for what we have and how we maintain our lives, right? So we don't just give everything away, but we have to also understand that there's a sense of being generous with what we have, not holding on to it. All the things that we have been given are gifts from God. They're given to us by God, and we should offer them back. So I want to tell you the story of how this church began, how it got started. It's short, so relax. We asked, when we left kind of the general spirit of the Christ movement back in the 70s, we saw the need for church. Church was the name of the game. We needed to start a church. And the question that was asked was, how do we worship? That was the first question. What are we going to do when we decide to worship God? How are we going to do that? Because in those days, there were a lot of options. A lot of options. And so we prayed, and the word came back from the Lord, tithe. It was like, wait, Lord, you didn't hear the question. Time out. We asked, how do you worship? And he said again, tithe. Why? Because tithing is an act of worship. Tithing is a thanksgiving. We are thanking God for what he gave to us. We tithe. And that built the church. It built everything up. People were asked to give 10%. Oh, I can't give. Well, how much can you give? I can give 2%. Okay, then give 2 and pray to God that he give. Next year will be 3. Next will be 4. But give. Give. So here's the scripture that came. It's Malachi. Will a man rob God? Yet you've robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? The Lord says, in tithes and offerings, because those are your thanksgivings to me. You even before all the tithes, and bring all the tithes into the storehouse, there may be food in my house, and prove me in this. Here's the line. Says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven, and pour out for you such a blessing, there will be no room enough to receive it. That started our worship. Worship. Tithe, worship. Tithe, thank God. Tithe, thank God. It's not a check you write. It's a thanksgiving you're giving to God. Very different. Very different. So that kind of started us in a powerful way to be generous. And it opened the door for all kinds of things. It helped bring us to Orthodoxy. It opened the windows of heaven. Look at what we have here. We're in this place where there's windows of heaven. All of it for us. Beautiful things. So we're building our own little house. Okay? But as we build the house, we're building it together. The things we do, the things I do to help me move forward are also helping you. Things you do are helping me. So what kind of bricks are you laying, and where are you laying them? Laying them here on earth or in heaven? So I was thinking about this, just looking at the virtues and the vices. If I fall to pride, patting myself on the back for giving such a good homily, pride. That's vanity, and that's, I fight that one. Pride or humility. Thanking God that he's given me the ability to do this. He's given me the grace to do this. Thank you, Lord. I'm not there. I want to be, the brick I want to put is here in heaven. Greed, am I greedy? Do I hold on to things? Or do I have a spirit of generosity? Does somebody need something? I want to give it away. I want to give that away quickly. We had a beautiful deacon here, Deacon Howard Shannon. He told me, he said, when I became the priest, he said, Father, anybody needs anything, you call me. And I'd call him in the middle, at the beginning of the week. I said, Father, I've got somebody here that needs $500. They've got a big problem. He calls me at the end of the day and says, write the check. Generously. That was our deacon. A generous man with his time and his resources. So generosity. Lust, do I put my brick in the generous place in heaven, or do I put it here in the greedy place on earth? Lust of the flesh, all the things of this world, brick here? Or do I turn myself quietly to God and let my soul rest in him chastely? Okay. Anger. Do I get angry, put the brick here with somebody? Or do I love and forgive? Brick here. Heaven. Do I fall to envy and jealousy? Brick here. Brick in heaven, gratitude and contentment. Thank God for what he's given me. Sloth, the things that I know I should be doing that I'm not doing, or diligence, doing the things that I know God wants me to do. Fulfilling my prayers, my fast, the things that are good for me and for you. Judgment and criticism, we're all really good at that one. Or compassion and prayer. You have places to build. Where are you putting your bricks? Earth or heaven? They're all here for us, beloved. So, we have a great opportunity today to stand with each other, loving each other, remembering that we're no longer strangers, foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.